Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
If you can take a moment and introduce yourself, that would be great, and just to locate yourself in this at this event.
I'm Vikas Meghwani. I'm an assistant professor of teaching at the UBC Okanagan campus. That's in Kelowna. And so I'm basically an education leadership faculty member. I joined July of 2023 last year, and I'm situated in Department of Earth, Environmental, and Geographic Sciences, mainly attached to the new Bachelor of Sustainability program. So I teach sustainability courses in that program, and I also teach within the environmental sciences topics as well. And this is my first time attending the MRU SOTL Symposium.
Okay, well, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you. Vikas, being that this is the first time that you've attended this gathering, it's the first time you've presented in the roundtable format, which we tend to use quite a bit.
Yeah.
You're fairly new to the SOTL gatherings, or yeah. SOTL gatherings, depending on which way you say it. I'm kind of curious as to what your thoughts are about the whole scene right now.
So as a PhD student, I got interested on the teaching side a lot. So even though SOTL is like a formal SOTL setting is new to me, I did attend a lot of teaching and learning workshops and seminars. But attending a conference like this, so familiarity with concepts of scholarship of teaching and learning is I already had, but first thing that I noticed was kind of a reinvigoration of, inspiration that probably got lost over the years, but seeing people doing amazing, exploring amazing ideas kind of is re-inspiring to me that what is possible in this space, right? And of course, I'm in the education leadership stream, so this is the type of project platform I want to build. And the diversity of ideas people are trying, that is very inspiring to me. And luckily, I found something exactly relevant for the project I talked about in the roundtable discussion.
Can you give me the 20-second overview of what you presented, and then how did people react to you and your idea?
Right. So I talked about a project which is on immersive virtual reality, using immersive virtual reality for educational purposes to enhance student engagement and therefore learning outcomes. But because I teach in sustainability, of course, I'm focusing on sustainability education. And I talked about using new ways of immersive VR, which means technologies that still allow you to experience immersive VR in groups. So I don't have to rely on VR headsets for students. I can bring them into this facility we have in Okanagan campus, and they can experience a virtual tour in that facility. So that was pretty new, and people were really excited to see that kind of exploration, and they were getting ideas about the types of technology assets their institutions could invest in and rely on, because I think meaningful insights for institutional decision makers. I think some meaningful insights should come from projects like this as well. Yeah.
That's really exciting. I want to thank you for spending some time with me.
Thank you.
Okay.